Mothers should prioritize careers for balance and financial independence. Being a working mom isn't easy, especially for Lara Bazelon. She's a law professor and a mother of two, with a mother who was a doctor. Growing up, Lara noticed that her mom, who became a doctor in the early 1970s, was different from other moms who stayed at home. Even though both of Lara's parents worked long hours, it was her mom who had to handle all the household chores and take care of Lara and her three sisters. While her dad, a busy lawyer, traveled a lot for work, her mom rarely went out for business. Despite the unfair expectations, Dr. Bazelon accepted them, even though they drained her and limited her career options. Bazelon's balanced approach. Despite being proud of her mother's achievements, Bazelon decided not to fully follow in her footsteps. Instead, she opted to maintain her legal career while raising her children. Still, she took one important lesson from her mother's advice. Never rely entirely on someone else for your financial well-being. Choose your partner and career path. Family timing might be unpredictable. The decision of when to start a family is influenced by various factors, such as financial security, career prospects, independence, and finding a life partner. Nowadays, many women opt to postpone marriage until later stages of their lives, prioritizing the establishment of their careers, clearing off student debts, and relishing their independence. However, there's often a sense of urgency among working women to find a suitable partner by a certain age, with concerns about their biological clock ticking louder as time goes on. The media exacerbates this pressure by cautioning against delaying parenthood for too long. Yet, the studies that initially sparked fears about age-related fertility decline have been found to be flawed and misleading. Contrary to popular belief, women in their late 30s and early 40s continue to give birth at substantial rates, manage work, parenthood, and gender roles in marriage. Predicting or controlling when you get married or start a family isn't always possible, but you can decide what kind of partner and professional you want to be. In society, there's often pressure on working women, not their male partners, to adjust their careers for parenthood. However, successful marriages with children rely on both parents equally sharing childcare responsibilities. Bazelon confesses that, despite her dedication to building a successful legal career, she didn't ensure her husband, Matt, would support her by sharing household duties equally before getting married. The motherhood cult burdens working women with pressure and guilt. In contrast to Dr. Bazelon's time, today's society urges young women to pursue education, build careers, and have families. However, there's a strong expectation for working moms to prioritize parenting above all else, sometimes even more than their careers. This idea of having it all puts immense strain on women, pushing them to elevate motherhood to an impossible standard. Sociologist Sharon Hayes describes this as intensive mothering, where working women are expected to be both the primary caregiver for their families and to have an overwhelming focus on their children. The truth about working mothers. When Lara Bazelon became a young mother, she wrestled with guilt over leaving her kids in someone else's care while she worked. Like many, she believed the idea that kids did best with their moms at home. But a 2018 global study revealed a different truth. Children of stay-at-home moms don't have an advantage over those with working moms. In fact, some experts argue that kids of working moms might have a leg up in life because they learn early on that their needs won't always be top priority. Women, despite career progress, bear the primary burden of home and childcare. As a kid, Bazelon loved the free to be, you and me philosophy from Marlo Thomas's album. It was a hit among working women and feminists alike. But even though Bazelon's parents supported feminism in theory, her mom still handled all the household chores. This left her often absent dad to be the fun parent when he was around, while her mom had to be the tough one. According to a study in 2020, women spend about 2 extra hours each day doing household chores and taking care of the kids compared to men. This heavy load often forces women to scale back their work hours or give up on promotions and other opportunities, leading to lower earnings over their lifetimes. Progress and persistence. Shifting gender roles and household responsibilities. Today, men are pitching in more with household chores and childcare compared to earlier times, but old-fashioned views still linger and change is sluggish. To truly make a difference, we need stronger government backing for parents and a shift in mindset from both men and women. Men must step up their game, and women need to be willing to delegate tasks. Women should own, not diminish, their career aspirations. Many women hesitate to label themselves as ambitious because they associate ambition with negative traits like being pushy or cold. While society praises ambitious men, ambitious women, especially those who are working moms, often face criticism for being seen as aggressive or arrogant. Instead of boasting about their achievements, women tend to downplay them. Ambitious mothers face the toughest criticism because many people believe that being a professional and a parent are conflicting roles, not complementary ones. To combat this criticism, successful mothers like Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama often prioritize their roles as mothers over their careers. Break the barriers for women's equality. Women's chances of achieving full equality at home and work are hindered by this self-doubt. Until more women, especially those in influential positions, confidently affirm their talents and career accomplishments, goals like equal pay for equal work will remain out of reach. Love your child and work simultaneously. It's possible and healthy. For many new moms, going back to work after having a baby is tough. Some feel like they have no choice but to return to work right away, while others, like Bazelon, are eager to get back into their careers. What's right for one mom might not be right for another, depending on their situation. For those who love their jobs, going back to work after having a baby can be a roller coaster of emotions. When women consider returning to work after having children, they face societal biases about motherhood. There's this idea that only a mother's care can ensure a child's healthy development, adding to the guilt they already feel. Despite research showing that children do well with various caregivers, the pressure to delay going back to work or quit entirely is still strong. Fathers, on the other hand, rarely have to make these difficult decisions. Bazelon's struggle for justice. When her kids were little, Bazelon faced the challenges of being a mom who loved her job. She was deeply involved in a wrongful conviction case that required her to be away from home 4 days a week. While she found pride in fighting for justice, she also painfully realized the toll it took on her family's emotions. Gender norms in marriage for career equality and balance. Following her wrongful conviction case, Bazelon faced difficulties in her relationship with her children, leading to the breakdown of her marriage. Conflicting views on her family role ultimately resulted in divorce. Amidst the breakup, Bazelon had a realization. She resembled her ambitious father more than her self-sacrificing mother, the ideal woman her partner Matt wanted her to be. To achieve fairness in both careers and parenting within romantic relationships, we need to rethink old ideas about gender roles and accept some basic truths. 1. Women who work contribute to their family's financial stability. 2. For mothers to be happy, they need support in their decision to work. 3. Working women who have support are happier, which benefits their parenting. 4. Successful working moms offer kids positive role models to look up to. 5. When parents share household chores equally, families flourish. Moms feel less tired and resentful, while children learn valuable lessons about responsibility. When couples adopt fair and sustainable marriage dynamics before they start a family, it sets the stage for happier and more successful families. Adopt work-life imbalance as a reality. For years, experts have preached about the importance of work-life balance for a happy life. But the idea that work and life are in constant competition and that balancing them is the key just doesn't make sense. When this belief mixes with biases about motherhood, it makes life especially tough for working moms. In real life, things often get out of balance. Sometimes work takes over, like when a businesswoman puts in extra hours to kickstart a new company. But eventually, the scale tips back towards family. Finding happiness can mean holding this imbalance fearlessly. After her divorce, Vazelan committed fully to a promise she made to herself: to become a tenured law professor. She knew this position would bring job security and a flexible schedule, so she spent long hours at work, away from home. It created a temporary imbalance in her work and personal life, but achieving her goal brought the pendulum swinging back towards her kids in the long run. Children of working mothers flourish in later life, as studies confirm. According to a study from 2018, girls whose mothers work tend to earn higher salaries and hold more leadership roles. Similarly, boys with working mothers often take on more caregiving and household responsibilities. Another study found that girls with working moms feel more independent and are just as happy and successful as those with stay-at-home moms. In a 2014 study, it was discovered that kids with stay-at-home moms spend more time with their mothers compared to children with working moms. Surprisingly, despite this difference in time spent together, both groups of children receive equal amounts of quality learning time with their mothers. The positive impact of working moms on children. Contrary to popular belief, research and real-life stories show that moms who work outside the home don't harm their kids. Being ambitious and focusing on a career doesn't mean being a bad parent. As Bazelon found with her own children, in the end, kids with working moms turn out just fine. Key points. 1. Working moms can find balance and financial independence while challenging traditional gender roles. 2. Parenthood timing is influenced by various factors, with societal pressure often misleading. 3. Shared household responsibilities lead to happier families and positive role modeling. 4. Women should adopt career aspirations without self-doubt or societal criticism. 5. Returning to work after childbirth is a personal decision influenced by societal biases. 6. Research debunks myths about working moms, showing positive impacts on children. 7. Imbalance between work and personal life can lead to eventual fulfillment and success.